6 past 8 on RSN 927. Adam White, Scott Gallen, and Jimmy Bartel with you. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Dane Zorko told us.
Declared.
On RSN 927, it's the best the footy club's been since he's been there.
Said they'd beat Fremantle.
Would turn it around. They'd win 10 of the last 12. No, but he did say things are going along really well and that the results would follow shortly. And they did on Sunday. A great win over Freo. And Dane Zorko joins us. Well done. That was brilliant.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
How did that happen? Because that it wasn't just a win, it was a win.
Well, mate, as I said a few weeks ago, it's we've certainly been building. We feel like we've been playing some really good football. And I think on the weekend, it clicked similar to the Hawthorn game. Everything just seemed to go our way. We moved the ball the way we wanted to. We defended really well. And we were able to kick a really solid score in the end.
Zorks, sometimes you know people bemoan going interstate, and that's the biggest trip going around Brisbane to Perth. Is it good though getting away just as a group and just being around each other, especially for a young side to bond together?
Yeah, absolutely, and that was certainly something that we spoke about. Obviously, it was going to be a very hostile crowd. Wasn't going to be many Brisbane Lions supporters there, so we really had to generate our own energy, our own enthusiasm, pick each other up at more than what we would normally do, especially playing in the new Optus Stadium. So that was a big emphasis for us, and I felt like we did it to a T, to be honest. We looked after each other. We supported each other. It was a really strong brotherhood effort, which we were really proud of.
Two questions here on Cam Rayner. You must be super excited about him winning the Rising Star, but we mentioned here his relationship with Luke Hodge. Are those two just joined at the hip? Is he just following around Hodgie like a puppy dog?
Firstly, he certainly deserves the award. He's had a really good start to his career. There's no doubt about that. And I think the most encouraging part is that he constantly wants to get better. And Hodge's certainly been able to help him in that area with the off-field stuff. I know he talks to myself and Dane as well a fair bit about that inside mid-role. And then he talks a fair bit with Alan Christensen in the forward line. So the want to constantly improve is something that... I think he's thriving on at the moment, and he's certainly getting the rewards with the Rising Star nomination this week. So thoroughly deserved, and really congratulations to him.
What type of player, if you compared him with anyone from whatever area you want, what's he going to become, Cam Rayner?
I know there's that comparison to Dusty, and I think the fend-off is certainly something that he's got in his kit bag. We saw it on the weekend. His explosiveness and his speed, he's actually quite deceptively quick. Some of the pressure that he's been able to apply for us as forwards this year has been amazing. So I'm not sure we can compare him to Dusty at the moment, but he certainly has attributes that could compare him to him. But, I mean, he'll develop into his own player. He'll develop his own style with the more games that he plays.
Dana, I was impressed with big Eric the Eels game, Eric Hipwood. He's had an interesting season, but... on the weekend, it looked like he actually started to come up at the ball carrier a lot more.
Yeah, he did. He certainly worked up the ground. Obviously, he's not quite as long as Subiaco, but it's quite a long ground. It's probably the longest in the comp now. So it's really important that all our tools worked up the ground, and Eric certainly led that way. And then, I mean, he got rewarded when he did stay a little bit deeper with the goal. So he certainly worked really hard on that. His work ethic and taking the ball out in front, and he's obviously got a really long, powerful left foot. So the more that he can get upfield and use that, it's be beneficial for our side. So, he played fantastic. So all our tools, I thought, on the weekend were really exceptional.
Often players talk about when they get a win on the road, what it does for morale. There's no bigger trip, no longer trip in the game than from Brisbane to Perth. What do you think it's going to do for the group? You've talked about the building confidence, but to actually... turn that into a win on the road.
Yeah, spot on. And I think the belief that we can do it, we've just travelled 6 hours to Perth, played in a really hostile environment. There's no doubt that it's encouraging for our group that our process stands up against really good sides in hostile situations, which is really encouraging. But I think the important step for us this week is we acknowledge the win, that's great, but as soon as we come in this morning, it's straight our mindset to Carlton, and another great opportunity for us this weekend, and I think that's something that with a young group can certainly waver, but as the leaders of the football club, we'll certainly be sending a strong message to the boys this morning that it's important that we switch our focus now to Carlton.
really well. Our right process is in place again, and put up a really good showing against Carlton, who are in some really good form.
Dane, just a quick one before we go, and it's not an interview with you and around the grounds without getting a Josh Walker update. I even saw he splashed a bit of water in it and went the slick back. Is he getting a bit ahead of himself?
Mate, he's actually tying it up this morning.
Tying it up.
How do you do that?
He's got the slick back tie up this morning, mate. He's got the ponytail at the top, so he's happy with himself.
This is extraordinary.
He hasn't got enough.
He's actually playing quite well.
Well, no wonder he's got hair. Yes,
I know. Dane, we've got to leave it there. Thank you very much. On that note, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. It was great to see you play so well on the weekend as a team.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.